Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. It's the Monday edition of Feedback, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. 715-845-2155. If you would like to be a part of the program. Now, I apologize to you. I did a little time management snafu, and I'm going to make up for it now. In the studio with us is a good friend of ours, Mr. Larry Meyer of Larry Meyer Construction. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good, Seth.
All right. So at this time of year, what are the things that we have to look out for as this weather, after I just yelled and as best I can, griped at Justin Lowe for about our weather. This is wet, mucky, nasty weather. This has to have some kind of an impact on people who want to remodel, put in new projects, build a home, that kind of thing.
Well, that's what I thought, due to this wonderful spring we're having, if you want to call it that. I thought I'd talk about project delays and what all affects it. And Obviously this year, weather is, you know, at the forefront. You know, when you take a look at the weather we're having, first of all, the load limits are not off.
So right, they're still having that.
Oh, they're still on. So we're looking at maybe middle of May. So anything that's heavy can't get in. Projects can't get started. Lawn work can't get done, so on and so forth. Concrete can't get poured. So that's going to postpone things. So what people have to understand is when you get postponed up front on this time of year, us as well as concrete guys and whatever, a lot of us have our schedules already planned for the whole year. So what affects us now is pushing back a project that we might be starting in August or September. You know, and people have to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So weather obviously is one of those things. One of the other things is people have a tendency to, I don't know, you'll be surprised at this, but they have a tendency to add things.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, I mean, every now and then the light goes on and they think, well, while we're here. And really, while we're there is the time to have something else done if you want it done.
You know, again, while the floor is already poured in concrete, I was thinking maybe I'd like to add some more plumbing to the underground.
Ooh, I think the timing is just a tad bit off on that one. I'm just going
to
suggest.
But that's happened to you, hadn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then, yeah, you know, course. It's like, oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
You know, things that get added obviously have an impact. One of the other things that people don't understand is you get product delays. One of the things that's changed since the downturn in the economy, nobody stores anything anymore. There's no.
Good point.
There's no, you know. Stock products,
right?
So it all goes by order. So what used to take 2 weeks to get now maybe takes four. You know, so we have to wait. Everything is by order only. And then the other thing, every now and then you get it. You'll have something that comes in, and you think, hey, you're all set. You open the box, and maybe it's tile or something, and here they're smashed or they're broken.
Yeah.
So away you go, and it's another 2 weeks. So all these things are going to, you know, impact time frames, and it's not only the time frame on your project, but it's everybody that is going to be after you as the year proceeds.
So this is the right time for them to come and talk to their experts about the project. Get it all laid out. Make sure you know what's going to happen A to Z as best you can.
Yes.
Get you know, talk about the expected delays and so forth. So when they come up, you're aware of it. And, of course, they need to talk to the experts at Larry Meyer Construction. How do they do that?
Seth, they can give us a call at 715-848-0518, or they can look us up on the web at LarryMeyerConstruction.com.
Larry, thank you very much for stopping by, and thanks for indulging me and helping me time manage a little better than I should.
Thanks, Seth.
Appreciate it, my friend. All right, let's get into the business at hand. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of it.
The latest update on the Donald Sterling situation.
Yes, let's talk about
Victor
that.
Victor Willis, the lead vocalist for the Village People, has announced that he will not allow the Clippers to use the song YMCA anymore in any of their pregame or halftime
Well, good
activities.
Luck with that. If they've already paid the royalties, good luck with that.
He's already working on a cease and desist order, apparently, because he owns the rights to the song. Apparently.
Now, which one was he? Was he the cop?
He was the cop. Yeah.
He was the cop.
Yeah, the lead vocalist.
All right. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know he was still around.
He's still around.
All right. This issue with Sterling and the L.A. Clippers has it's really very, very disappointing. We've had two prominent individuals come out and just put their giant foot right in their mouth. If you're not familiar with what Sterling was saying, he apparently was having a private conversation. This is a very important issue. He was having a private conversation with his trophy girlfriend, All right, this guy's in his 60s. She's in her 20s. Whatever. So apparently they were having some kind of an argument. He didn't like the fact.
Actually, he's like 80.
Is he?
Yeah, he's older than 60. Now, there's some discrepancy on his age, but he's older than 60.
Okay, I saw one. I thought it said that he was like 60-something years old. Yeah, he does. In the sound bites, I'm telling you right now, he sounds like Gene Hackman in the sound bites that we've played. And it's not a spoof. But they're having an argument, and apparently he's not real happy about her palling around with Magic Johnson and some other black individuals and then posting the pictures of her social life on Instagram. And the main point of his conversation was, listen, it's okay for you to cavort with those people. Just don't do it publicly. Don't embarrass me by making it public.
And bringing them to my games.
Yeah, don't bring them to my games. Don't bring them, you know, and it's like, wow, buddy. And it's a black eye for the Clippers organization. It's an embarrassment to NBA as a whole. And now there's some conversation about, and we talked about this in the sports segment of the morning show, exactly what should be done right now.
And what can be done is the next question.
Yeah, what can be done? I think this man needs to pay a penalty for his words. It's out that he is a racist. You can't spin this in a positive light. This guy's an ignorant racist. You can say, oh, it's the way he was brought up. I don't care. I don't care if that's how you were brought up. I got news for you. My father, when he would get mad at a black person, he would tell you he was not a racist. And as long as his temper was in line, oh, yeah, everything's fine. But when he got mad at a black person, oh, the N-word got dropped everywhere. And it was usually followed by, or it was preceded by, stupid. You stupid. And it was just the phrase. And growing up, it was like, well, is that the way it's supposed to be? Are we supposed to hate black people? Are we supposed to hate? And this is going to sound really funny, but you know what TV show helped me to overcome and realize that my father was an idiot for his racism?
Well, let's
don't
see.
Don't say All in the Family.
Julia, the Mod Squad.
No.
Hey. The Cosby Show. Albert and the Cosby Kids.
Yeah, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, because I identified with the kids and some of the things that they were going through. And it's like, well, these are just, and I know they were cartoon kids, but I was a child. And I was like, well, you know, this is not the depiction that
Cosby would be very happy that you took that out of his program.
I'm sure he would.
The problem I've got with the NBA here is that the only reason they're going to be acting on this now is because it is has become so public. They have known Donald Sterling's racist leanings for years,
yep,
and haven't done anything about it, just ignored it, hoped that it stayed under the radar for most people.
Do you think the issue of hoping it would just go away, because, I mean, let's face it, the guy, like you said, is just a bit younger than dirt, and he's not going to be the owner for that much longer, and it will pass to a different hand at some point. Do you think that they were just saying, okay, this guy's old school, he's an idiot, he'll be dead soon, and we can get rid of him, and hopefully the next guy moving in won't be such a tool?
Well, yeah, and he was a terrible owner. I mean, he made terrible trades. He didn't want to pay his players or his coaches. He didn't want to pay his front office people. He made terrible deals for draft choices.
So, in other words, he wasn't into basketball. He was just into the business decision.
Right, and he was arguably one of, if not the worst owner in NBA history, one of the worst. But the NBA has never suspended an owner for anything. They had an owner in Cleveland years ago who was terrible at running the team, trading all of his draft choices, mm-hmm, and what they didn't suspend him. They've had owners that have criticized the officials on a regular basis. They mm-hmm find them, yes, but they've never suspended them.
Well, I think something needs to be done here. There needs to be an example made out of this individual that, even in a entertainment industry, blatant racism is not going to stand. If the owners, the organization of owners, won't do something significant and painful to this guy, then the fans definitely should. If the fans boycotted the show, if the fans refused to come to the game, if they just absolutely ostracized everything that was the Clippers, this would have a significant impact.
Now,
does the team have corporate sponsors?
Well, sure, absolutely.
Okay, I mean, corporate sponsors need to walk away from it.
And I'm sure some of them are doing that already. The NBA does have a clause in their constitution that allows the commissioner and the owners to authorize the league to sell a team without the owner's consent.
Really?
But the language only covers very limited circumstances, and usually it's because the owner can't pay his bills. So the team will take over ownership of the team until somebody else
fiscal
buys it
irresponsibility.
In order to cover the bills and operating expenses of the team. That's not the case here.
I'm such a brass-knuckle capitalist that I really don't like the idea of him being forced to sell because of his personal views, but I have no problem with him suffering the consequences in the pocketbook for his actions and his words. As far as
how much of a fine though will sting Sterling? Because apparently, even if you'd find him, so the suggestion is fine him $5 million. Even if you would fine him that, Sterling's worth in the neighborhood of I don't know, the number is kind of, but it's billions. I mean, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
So even a $5 million fine is not going to cause him to lose any sleep, even though he's tight-fisted and, you know, crotchety and probably would appeal any fine he gets. But a fine's not going to do it. It's going to have to be some sort of suspension.
How about a $5 million fine that goes directly to his 20-something-year-old girlfriend to publish her memoirs?
the suggestion is, though, that any fine that he paid would go to a charity, hopefully one that would help fight racism.
Yeah, let's see. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Hey, if you want to talk about that, that's fine. 715-845-2155. When we get back, though, I do want to jump onto John Kerry's back and ride that horse for all it's worth. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. John Kerry is an embarrassment to the State Department. John Kerry is an embarrassment. He is embarrassing the United States in the eyes of the civilized world. Now, John Kerry is making it quite clear that he is one of the individuals that believes that Israel has been inappropriate and harsh in its treatment of the Palestinians. Apparently, John Kerry is one of these bleeding heart liberals that do not understand history, do not understand the political and biblical importance of the Israel, the Israel people. Doesn't get it. Doesn't understand it, doesn't get it, and has turned a blind eye to reality. John Kerry is trying to manipulate the Israelis to accept the Palestinians' demands for peace. Well, this is not the first time this has happened. This has been tried over and over and over and over again. And without fail, who is it that breaks the peace process? Who is it? That's right. It's the Palestinians. Some of you, some of you said Israelis. You're wrong. You're not only wrong, but you're dead wrong. The Israelis belong in that land. It's theirs. It's theirs. There is no discussion. There is no wavering. Not only was it given to them by God, but it was won in the war. They've got their land. It's theirs. Now, the Israelis have bent over backwards to try and appease the Palestinian people. At one point, under Yasser Arafat, the Israelis had agreed to 97%, I believe is the statistic, 97% of what the Palestinians were demanding. And the Palestinians at the very end said no. Now, why would you do that? Well, the answer is very clear. Because you don't have any intention of living peacefully with your enemy. You have every intention of destroying them, wiping them off the face of the earth. If you enter into a peace agreement that makes sense, well, then you got to behave. You actually have to get along. you're dealing with a government that has, as part of their parliament, a terrorist faction. They've voted in a terrorist faction, the Palestinians have, into their government. What the hell are you doing? There's no reason at all to negotiate and to capitulate and to deal with terrorists. None. Israel has enough of the rest of the world out trying to destroy them. You've got these idiots that deny the Holocaust even happened. You've got these people that are then in the Ukrainian area handing out pamphlets, even though some of the government is saying, well, it was a mistake, handing out pamphlets telling the Jews that live there, you know, you have to register. And you have to give us a list of all your assets, or we're going to deport you and remove your citizenship. Really? In this day and time, the 21st century, we still have people that decide that they're going to pick on the Israelis. Really? Enough is enough. The Israelis, the Jewish people, have earned that land. Plain and simple. Earned it. It's theirs. They have made peace accords with the Palestinians time and time and time again. And it's the Palestinians that break the agreements by launching rockets, by making attacks. This is what they do. And yet our Secretary of State, John Kerry, is trying to make it look as if the Israelis are in the wrong by not accepting the peace accords, by not bending over backwards. I could be even more descriptive, but it's radio. John Kerry is wrong. We as an American people need to support the Israeli people, plain and simple. Because I got news for you, and I am dead serious about this. You get on the wrong side of the Israelis, and you are on the losing side of the big battle. And that is that is no joke. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll take your phone calls when we get back. 715-845-2155.